belongs to me.
It's yours. It's yours.
Okay, and it belongs to both of us.
It belongs to us.
Or it's
ours.
Okay, and if it belongs to them, then it's...
It's theirs.
And to him?
It belongs to him.
Yeah, then it's...
His.
And to her?
It's hers.
Okay, and suppose people have been to visit you and they were about to leave. You might say to them, what?
Don't rush off.
Okay, or I hope.
I hope you come back soon.
Would you use the word you talking to a group of people?
Well, usually not.
Well,
well, as I was speaking to a group of people. Well, I back up. Yes, you could use you as a group to a group. Yes, I hope you understand what I'm trying to do, or I hope you will work with us in this project. Yes.
What else might you say?
Well, in our area, the term y'all is common, which might say a contraction for you all.
Okay. But you always use that for a group, never for just one person?
Well, more than one, yes.
Okay.
Right.
And suppose there was a group that had been at your house and they were fixing to leave and you were asking them about their coats, you might ask, Where are
your coats?
Okay. Could you ever say y'all's coats?
Yes, you could.
How would you say that?
Where'd y'all leave your coats?
And, say if there was a party that you hadn't been able to... Say there was a party and you hadn't been able to go to it, and you wanted to know the people that had gone, you might ask, well, who?
Who was there?
Okay, would you ever say who all was there?
Who all was there, yes.
Okay. And say if there was a group of children that obviously belonged to more than one family, you might ask about them, who
do they belong to?
Okay, did you ever say who all's children are there?
Well, yes, that's common in this area, right here.
Which belong to who?
How would you probably say?
Well, now, personally, I would probably say, who do they belong to, or which belongs to who, you know.
You would say who?
I probably wouldn't. It's, you know, it doesn't ring a bell as to being automatic with me.
Say if there was a speech made that you hadn't been able to hear, and it covered several topics, maybe, and you were asking about it later, would you say,
what did they talk about?
Yeah, would you ever say, what all did he say?
What all did he say? It's not out of the question that that would be possible, yes.
Okay. And you say no one else will look out for them. You say they've got to look out for
themselves.
Okay, and if no one else will do it for him, you say he'd better do it.
Do it yourself.
Or for him, you say he'd better do it.
Himself.
Okay. And what's made out of flour and bacon loaves?
Bread.
What different types of bread?
White bread, whole wheat bread.
Mm-hmm. What about if it's made to rise?
You mean self-rising bread? No, that'd be flour, of course.
You ever talk about light bread or loaf bread?
Oh, yeah, light bread and loaf bread.
What does that
mean? It's a smooth textured type bread that is not cornbread. You think of it being, you think of light bread or loaf bread being commercially made. You get it from the store. You don't think of light bread as being what you cook at your house. Yeast.
Okay. And
you make bread, you
what
make
types
cake,
of,
you make
of bread, things made out of flour, might you make at home?
Well, you make bread, you make cakes, and you make cookies, or you make,
what about, say, make a pan of, for breakfast, you might make a pan of
biscuits? Yeah.
Okay.